And 3, 2, 1, hello, Morgan volunteers. Let's dive in. The White House told Congress it plans to cancel nearly $5 billion in foreign aid programs. How? By invoking an obscure move called a pocket rescission. The strategy is to wait until so late in the fiscal year that lawmakers don't have time to stop it before the money expires. The fiscal year will end September 30th. Congress normally gets 45 days to review a rescission request, but do the math. That's longer than the calendar allows. Lawmakers, including Republicans, are calling foul. The Millennium Challenge Corporation is a U.S. aid agency that invests in five-year, data-driven programs to strengthen America's interests abroad. It's the kind of place where return on investment is more than just a buzzword. But for a while, it looked like the MCC was heading into the same wood chipper that Elon Musk's Doge team used to feed USAID into. As of now, however, the MCC has escaped USAID's fate, but it will face significant downsizing. At the Peace Corps, things are also in flux. The administration swapped out senior leadership, promising significant organizational transformations. Translation, big changes are coming and nobody's entirely sure what it is all going to look like. Funding, however, is holding steady, around $430 million from the White House request and $410 million from the House. But recent closures in Ethiopia, Mozambique, Kyrgyzstan, and Cameroon, plus a pause in South Africa, suggests the Peace Corps' global footprint might soon be shrinking. On the international stage, the United States is setting the tone for the upcoming UN General Assembly meeting. Its message? It's time for a fundamental rethink of humanitarian aid. Washington is asking other donors to step up, pointing out that America has carried the load for decades. Priorities for the U.S. at the UN's meeting is being framed around three key words: peace, sovereignty, and liberty. And in classic fashion, the administration took a jab at the UN for pushing what it called a highly politicized liberal agenda. So let's end on some good food news. The United States State Department placed its first big order with ETSIA, a Rhode Island-based nonprofit that makes a life-saving peanut butter paste known as RUTF, ready-to-use therapeutic food. This batch will feed about 818,000 malnourished children in Ethiopia, Nigeria, Sudan, and 9 other African countries. Altogether, the United States is investing $93 million in RUTF to reach nearly 1 million children. On top of that, another $52 million is being directed towards emergency food aid from American farmers and producers. That means rice, Yole split peas, vegetable oil, and even something called Super Cereal Plus, a protein-rich whole grain. This food will reach nearly 1.9 million people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Haiti. Despite all the rhetoric, the U.S. is still the largest humanitarian food donor in the world. I look forward to speaking with you next month.